how he poured himself out at the time of communion. So brothers and sisters, if you have your Bible and you're able to get to one of the passages in Luke, we're going to go over to Luke 22 in verse 14. And as we remember communion, it is our time to have a special connection with God, to have a special connection with each other, and to remember what Jesus tried to teach us through his life, to remember what he did at the cross, and as I'll talk about in a minute, to try to remember what he wanted us to take each and every time we think about communion that is not just looking backwards. You can enter this room in a lot of different ways with your cup full or your own cup empty about where you are in your spirit with God. You can enter this room with your cup full about what you're willing to sacrifice and what you're not willing to sacrifice. You can come into this room in a lot of different ways, but Jesus wants us to come to him, to understand that he is here to represent his Father and his Spirit and give us life and to give us hope and to give us a way to really live life. So I'm going to read in Luke 22, verse 14. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again until the fruit of the vine, until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine at the table. And the Son of Man will go as it has been decreed. But woe to the man who betrays him. And they began to question among themselves which of them might be the one who would do this. So Jesus is entering into this time already knowing, as he about to describe to them, that he's about to die. And remember the setting. We've been talking, the brothers have been sharing about, this is about Passover. And they thought this is just going to be another Passover time. They ask him to go in, and what preparations should he make? And he tells them to go and find the sacrificial lamb and to get it ready and to find the room and get it ready. And now he's sitting down with them and saying, guess what? I'm going to die. In fact, not only am I going to die, because they weren't really getting it, but you know what? He also goes on to tell them, you're going to betray me. You're going to scatter. He tells Peter, you're going to disown me. He's just told them, his closest friends, the men who have been the tightest with him for the last 3 years, one of you is going to betray me. Literally, one of them is going to turn him in to be killed by the Romans and the Jewish leaders. Jesus' heart walking into this Passover preparation is not normal. It's not a routine. It's not a habit. It's not a ritual. He's preparing to be the sacrificial lamb. And remember, Passover was a time when God protected the Israelites from the angel of death, which Pharisee had called out how he was going to try to crush them by killing their firstborn, and it boomeranged, right? God sent his angel to really humble Pharaoh and to lead to the ultimate release of the Israelites from captivity. We are bound in our captivity. What God commanded for recognition of Passover is they would take usually 5 days or more before the Passover, and they would take the firstborn, non-blemished lamb, and they would kill that lamb and spread the blood above their door lintels. And they were commanded to eat that sacrifice for Passover. Here's Jesus coming, and his closest people don't get it. He's that lamb about to be sacrificed. Now, think about blood in the time of the Israelites. There was a raging dispute in Jesus' time whether there was resurrection or not. It wasn't all clear. And the idea that you've heard before about the firstborn being so important to carry on. Jesus tells us he is poured out. Not my best product. The idea of a sacrifice. All your blood. All your life. They didn't get it. They were looking for that Israelite commander to come in. They were looking for a different way. Here they were in their ritual, and they wouldn't connect the Old Testament, old preaching scriptures of Passover and God rescuing them. And yet he calls them. I'm poured out for you. I'm your sacrifice. I'm showing you God's immeasurable love. It's not about just being beat up for our sins. Yes, there is truth that the resurrection saved us. I don't have any doubt in my faith. That's part of why God intervened in history and gave us Jesus. But the Passover was to be the lamb, the sacrifice, to say, you don't get it. This is how much I love you. Yes, we are called to remember, to eat the bread, to drink the wine, as a remembrance of how he lived and how he wanted us to live. Brothers and sisters, we have a time not to make this our ritual. Don't just do whatever it is that you do as you walk in with your cup and just do your normal thing. Connect with God today. Look back. And yes, I know there are those of us that are accused that will really just use this as a time to just frankly beat yourselves up over all the things that you wish you had done, whatever sins or whatever misgivings. And that's not necessarily inappropriate, but I think the bigger message of the cross for us to connect in this time of communion is he gives us a new way, a new heart. Out of the outpouring of God's love, he sacrificed his firstborn. That's what we're called to do, to enter into a way of imitating Jesus, his ways, his life, his spirit. So when we think about, it was called the Korban Kasach, that lamb, that perfect lamb. And we think about that sacrifice. Let us enter into this time where we're willing to be poured out of all of our hanging onto the world, poured out of just being, listening to Satan's lies and his ways, poured out of just not knowing that God will rescue us. Have faith. God gave us this incredible time to connect. And Jesus didn't just want us to do this time. He didn't tell his disciples, who didn't get it for quite a while still, of what this meant. But he'd been teaching them all through his ministry about what he wanted them to learn about God's way, because it's a different covenant. He says, this is the time of my new covenant. And I would turn over to Matthew. So yes, we enter this time to remember and to be sober. But in Matthew 11, in verse 22, we're going to go down to verse 28. Jesus says, this isn't just about connecting with me and realizing the connection between the Passover and this new covenant I give you, but he's told us throughout his ministry, I am a new way. And you know what? It's not the way you thought. So in Matthew 11, 28, he says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So as I pray for this communion, please come to Jesus. Come to our Father. Embrace the Spirit and know that this is a time we can be so grateful for not just his act of life, giving, sacrifice, but his calling us to keep learning from him, to keep growing. So whatever it is today that will help you make that connection, as you think about your cup, pour out your burdens to him. Pour out your hopes to him. For he loves us, and he wants us to connect. Let's pray. Dear Father, you are unbelievably loving.